Welcome to the Women Health Podcast, Her Health, Her Story. Episode 4, PCOS and Pregnancy. Her Health, Her Story is a concept brought by Ayurveda experts of Rasayu's Dyumna Women's Clinic in the spirit of maintaining the health of a woman who stands strong in all kinds of situations. From menarche to menopause, pregnancy to postpartum, we aim to provide accurate and informative content to empower women to take charge of their own health. In each episode, Dr. Vinita Bendale from Rasayu's Dyumna Women's Clinic will share their knowledge and insights on various topics related to women's health. So far, you have learned about PCOS and its role in a woman's fertility. We also talked about how we can handle the issue of infertility due to PCOS. In this episode, let us dig more into the various concerns around PCOS and pregnancy. The PCOS condition is observed in a wide spectrum of ages. It is seen in 11-year-old girl as well as menopausal women. Each age group has different concerns regarding PCOS, but the most commonly observed concern is among women who are willing to try to conceive. They want to know if they will be able to conceive and if will there be any complication in the pregnancy. If they don't have plans to conceive in near future, but some years later, they want to know what they should do now. Okay, so first things first, please understand that if you are diagnosed with PCOS, it doesn't mean the end of the world. With proper, timely treatment and maintaining a healthy lifestyle, you can lead a normal life and enjoy every milestone in your life. PCOS is a complex phenomenon. It can bring about changes at various levels, which include the reproductive system, liver function, insulin resistance, skin, hair, mental health, and more. But not all patients undergo all of these changes. That is the reason it needs a personalized treatment plan. At Dyumna, we take the detailed case history of the patient and understand her lifestyle as well. Wrong lifestyle choices are a major cause of many abnormalities, including PCOS. We also do thorough clinical examinations and investigations related to PCOS. This happens according to our set protocol. One of the tests conducted in these investigations is the ovulation study. This is done using the method of ultrasonography. We also do these investigations in between the treatment if necessary. After the patient shows good improvement in the physical and mental condition, along with the investigation parameters, we gradually stop the treatment. In case of women who are planning for pregnancy in near future, we do ovulation study before starting the treatment, then in between as needed, and after completion of treatment. In women of age group about 25 years, who are not willing for pregnancy in near future, we do ovulation study after completion of treatment, taking into consideration future planning of pregnancy. Generally, it is found to be normal due to the completion of the treatment. At times, if we think that corrections at some levels will be further helpful, like improving the size of the follicle or thickness of the endometrium, we further continue the treatment for a couple of months, repeat the investigation, and then gradually stop the treatment. Apart from giving them treatment, we educate them about the correct lifestyle and help them improve upon it. It is very important that they follow the corrected lifestyle even after stopping the treatment. We also advise them to stay alert in future about any changes at physical or mental level as well. Vishakha's case is a very good example of what can happen if you follow these guidelines. She started coming to Rasayu's Dyumna Clinic for PCOS when she was 24 years old. Her treatment was completed at the age of 26 years. She wasn't married then and had no plans of having a baby in near future. But she continued the corrected lifestyle as per our advice. Eventually, she got married and conceived without any trouble. Then she visited us for antenatal care. Now she is enjoying her motherhood with her healthy baby. She had no complications during her pregnancy as well as in the postnatal period. So, even if you have PCOS, there is absolutely no need to panic. Correct, timely treatment and always following appropriate lifestyle can help you to overcome PCOS and enjoy motherhood. Remember, taking care of your health is a continuous process, and we encourage you to stay informed and actively engaged in your own well-being. We will be back soon with more informative and engaging content. Until then, take care of yourself and be well. Now, before we close for today, here is an easy to implement health tip for you. Eating when not hungry and skipping meals when hungry impairs your gut health. Bad gut health ultimately affects your physical and mental health. So identify and follow right eating pattern and stay healthy. Her Health, Her Story is brought to you by the experts from Rasayus Dhyumna, a state-of-the-art Ayurveda clinic. Stay tuned for more informative and inspiring discussions on women's health. You can listen to Her Health, Her Story on Spotify, Google, Gaana, JioSaavn, and all other leading podcast platforms.